And what did you say that was?
Chevrolet. 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 You know, Chevrolet, their marriage.
Uh-huh.
I can't speak it clean, though. That's what I mean, you know, Chevrolet. They come with cowbells and had tin pans and tin buckets and Lord Almighty, when they start that fuss, all the dogs and got the dogs. Yeah. The dogs
got yelling. They do that to you?
No, sir. I guess we're just too far back.
We just scattered too much.
Wasn't too many people in there. They do it nowadays. Later days,
if we had that thing killed, I'll tell you a little, just a big joke. I used to tell that on there, you know, but popped out, too excited about it.
They have any dances here in the early days?
Square dances. Some of them round dancing.
Waltz.
They
had waltzes in the nowadays.
They
didn't dance like
they do
now.
Fiddling the banjo?
My wife's, a good dancer.
Used to work, but
dancing
when I was married, I settled down. I think people
married
are supposed to settle down.
Have to, you don't have any time anymore.
I don't know, but a lot of them don't
know that. See, I'm the kind of a fella, me and her is the kind of a fella that can stay with anything pretty good, you know. When I married her, her mother had two cows, and she gave one of them to
my mother and sister.
What? You know, your mother gave your sister and you all a cow piece.
Oh, yeah, Mom and I died though. It was 3 or 4 years before we married.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years, but they had a cow piece. And I built her cow up to 100 head.
That's pretty good management.
Just every time I found it cheap enough, I'd add them on in. So had a steer calf, I'd swap it for a heifer, or sell it and get a heifer. You see? And pretty soon we was in the cow business. And they helped us make a living all these years.
Just let them graze wild?
No, just wild, just turn them loose. When Dippin come over here, when I first got the Dippin ticks off, I had old cattle, 3 or 4 calves beside them that I hadn't seen, you know. Had the old cows branded, you know, and it helped 3 or 4 calves follow them when we went to Dippin gathering.
I bet that was pleasant.
No, but it was unruly, you know, that wild. We had lots of trouble in Dippin. I dipped till I couldn't walk. I rode horseback, you know. I come in and we could get about $30 a head for them cows. And I said, Mama, I want to sell some of them bad cattle. They're just killing me. And I couldn't walk hardly. And she said, I wouldn't take that for them now. And so I'd try another time. And finally, got up $35, I think, maybe $40. I sold $1,200 for worse than that amount of them kind of outlawed. I had to dip at about 3 different vats, you know. Cattle, and them vats would be 15 miles apart.
My goodness.
Made cattle all over the country, you know. Just starting together, men, you know, dipping. Had to get them, and the range rider would get them for me.
The what?
Range rider would get them and dip them, you know, and then you'd have to pay. I think it was about $4 a head.
Oh.
For them to dip. So I had to get them in.
How did they know if they were dipped?
They spot them when they run through the black vats, you know, put paint on them. And them it wasn't painted together. And they painted on the shoulder one time, and the next time on the hip, and the next time on the neck, and come back around, you see. But that time the paint would be gone. It's pretty fair. They're nice people.
If a boy started for school in the morning and he didn't make it but went fishing instead, what would you say he did?
Yeah, I'd say he was a... what do you call that, Mom?
Hooky.
Huh?
Hooky.
Hooky. Yeah, he'd play hooky. That'd be you, wouldn't it? I want to go fishing.
Oh, my. Oh, I wish you hadn't said that.